Hey, welcome to this intermediate Ableton lesson. Drop Impact Enhancement for Club Drum and Bass. I'm excited. We're going to walk through a practical toolkit you can drop into any project to make the drop hit harder, translate in clubs, and keep the low end tight. This is Ableton specific, with concrete chains, exact settings, arrangement ideas, and quick exercises you can complete in about 20-90 minutes depending on how deep you go. Let's dive. Overview and goal. The goal is simple. Make the drop feel heavier and punchier while keeping the low end clean and club ready. We'll focus on four areas: pre-drop tension, a dedicated sub-drop hit, transient and mid-range bite in your drums, and controlled punch that survives club systems. Devices we'll use include auto filter, EQ8, compressor or glue compressor, drum boss, saturator, utility, operator or simpler, multiband dynamics, reverb and delay returns, and LFO where helpful. Prep. The tracks you want ready. Create these tracks or groups before you start. Kick/sub mono track. Drum rack or break track. Bass split into sub and mid. Textures and risers. A sub drop track for the dedicated hit. 2 return FX channels. 1 short gated reverb and 1 ping pong delay. Plus group buses for drums, bass, and full nicks. Keep your session tempo in the D&B range. 170 to 175 BPM. I'll use 174 for examples. Building the sub drop. The physical oomph. Create a MIDI track called sub drop and load operator or simpler. Use a pure sine wave as the basis. In operator, set oscillator at a sine, level 0 dB and start around octave minus 3. Envelope settings. Almost instant attack. Decay around 1 second. Sustain at 0. Release about 200 milliseconds. Practical numbers. Attack 1 ms. Decay 1.0s, sustain 0, release 200 ms. Insert an EQ8 low pass around 120-150 Hz, with a steep 24 dB slope to keep it pure. Make the sub mono with utility width set to 0% or use EQ8 in M/S to reduce the sides under your low band. Add a touch of saturator for presence. Soft sine, drive around 3-5 dB. Place the sub drop on the downbeat of the drop, and automate its level if needed so it hits and clears for the rest of the bar. Tip: duplicate the sub drop and make one short tail and one long swell. Crossfade to taste. Creating pre-drop vacuum and tension. On your master or group drum plus bass plus textures boss, insert auto filter set to a 24 dB low pass. Automate the cutoff from something like 8 or 10 kHz down to 200-400 Hz across the build. A typical sweep could be 8 kHz to 350 Hz over the last 8 bars. Keep resonance modest, 2 to 4, so you don't induce ringing. For a dramatic contrast, automate the filter to open fully on the downbeat of the drop or jump to a zero filter moment right before the hit. That vacuum before the drop is what makes the opening feel massive. Drum bus chain for punch and snap. On a drum bus group, use a first EQ8 for cleanup. High pass at 30-40 Hz unless it's the kick/sub track, and shave a small dip if you have mud around 300-550 Hz. Next, place drum bus with transient somewhere between 3 and 6 to add bite. Boom very low or 0-1.5 to avoid bloating. Drive between 1 and 3 for glue, and damp 10-30%. Follow with glue compressor. Ratio 2-4:1. Attack 5-10 ms. Release 100-300 ms. Aiming for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on hits. Create a parallel drum snap return. Saturator with 6-12 dB drive, an EQ boost at 2-6 kHz by plus 3 to plus 6 dB, and a fast, heavy compressor. Send 10-30% from your drum rack into that return and blend to taste. Use drum bus's transient knob to push snares forward and use the parallel snap to cut through a club PA without killing dynamics. Bass management and side chain. Split bass into a mono sub and a stereo mid bass. On your bass channels, insert a compressor and enable sidechain with a kick or a dedicated transient trigger as the input. Compressor settings, ratio 3-5:1, attack 110 ms, release 40-120 ms, aim for 3-6 dB of gain reduction on each kick. For a classic D&B feel, try a slightly longer release, around 80 to 120 ms, to create the pumping groove under the kick. Optionally, use multiband dynamics to compress lows separately from mid so mid stay aggressive while sub remains controlled. Short gated reverb and impact tails. Create a return called snare reverb short. Use reverb with a decay around 0.35 to 0.8 seconds and almost zero to small predelay. After the reverb, high pass around 300-400 Hz and low pass around 6-8 kHz to avoid mud. To make the tail tight, place a gate after the reverb or use a compressor sidechain to a duplicate snare to chop the tail. Gate hold 4080 ms and release 6150 ms gives a tight snack that reads well on club systems. Master bus and final glue. On your master pre-master chain do supple moves, gentle corrective EQ moves of plus or minus 1-2 dB, then multiband dynamics taming the 5120 Hz region. Glue compressor at a low ratio 1.5:2:1 with a slower attack of 1030 ms, and a soft saturator for harmonic content adding plus 1 to plus 2 dB of perceived loudness. Finally, ensure low-end mono, utility or EQ8M/S narrowed so everything below 100-120 Hz is mono. Arrangement ideas for club contrast. A reliable DNB drop layout. Long section with motifs, then an 8-bar to 1-bar build where you close filters, add risers and snare rolls, and increase reverb sends. Use a 1-bar pre-drop silence or a micro break of 1/8 or 1/4 beat to create a blackout. That tiny contrast adds perceived power. On the drop, open the filter, hit your sub-drop, bring in full drums, re-enable the parallel snap returns, and release any narrow stereo width you applied during the build. Common mistakes and how to avoid them. Don't oversaturate the sub. Harmonics will muddy your low end. Avoid long global reverb on the drop. It will smear transients and frequencies. Keep extreme stereo width out of the sub region. Anything under about 120 Hz should be mono. Finally, don't compress the master too heavily before you arrange. You'll lose the dynamic contrast that makes the drop feel massive. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Build a one-knob drop impact instrument rack that layers sub, mid-hit, and noise. This audio version is shortened for playback.